Hi everybody, welcome to the Alabaster Conversations podcast. Today is the 2nd of July 2022. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm excited for what God is going to say to his people, to his kids this morning, or evening, or afternoon, or midnight, wherever you're listening from. Just depends on the time zone. So before we start the podcast, we just want to pray and ask God to speak to everybody listening. Ask God to use his word to touch each and every one of our hearts. And as we listen, let our minds be transformed, let our hearts be renewed by the washing of the word. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning. I thank you because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for every listener from across the globe, that this podcast will touch hearts. Let hearts be softened to hear what you are saying. I cover the airways with the blood of Jesus. I subdue the powers of darkness that will prevent your word from getting through to your children. Father, we ask that our hearts be open to receive your gift, that our minds be open to receive your word. Jesus, touch everyone listening. Touch every child, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. Jesus, do what only you can do. I receive all the glory. In Jesus' most precious name we've prayed. Amen. So thank you so much for joining me today. Being the 2nd of July, it's the second half of 2022. We've done 6 months. We're now in the second 6 months, the second half of the remaining six. So this morning we're reading from John 10:10. So John 10:10, I will just start from verse 1 and then I'll read it down to 10. And just see where God is leading this conversation to. So it says, "Very, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door," and the title is, and the top of the verse is said, "The Good Shepherd." And it said, "Very, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door to the sheepfold, he climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things which he spoke unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 10 says, The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and come that they might have life, and have it, and they might have it abundantly. And I'm just going to read verse 11, because verse 11 is a very interesting part. I said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. And this is just a picture of the relationship that God has with his children, and he calls himself the good shepherd, right? I just love this picture of like a sheep and the shepherd. It just shows how clueless sometimes we are as Christians or as human beings without God. Sheep are very, very vulnerable animals. They're just very susceptible to disease, to attacks from wild animals, from wolves and different elements that can harm them. So Jesus is painting this picture that we need him. We are wired to need him. We're wired to be needy as human beings. So he's painting this picture, right? He's saying, you know, He that entered not by the door of the sheepfold, the same is a thief and a robber. And he repeated this twice. The same is a thief and a robber. So you find so many doctrines, right? I was funny enough on, was it Wednesday? On Wednesday, no. Yeah, it was Wednesday. On Wednesday, I was going to get something to eat. And immediately, some girls approached me. Because initially, I saw two of them, and one of them muttered through the side of her mouth. She's like, oh, let's talk to her. So she came up to me, and she's like, oh, do you know that the Sabbath is this, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, there's a law that says the Sabbath must be kept. I was like, oh, my God, where are we going with all this conversation? And the thing is that when you've come in contact with people who try to, like, do this doctrine situation, and they're trying to convince you or trying to sell you something, you should just know that this is not going anywhere. And I'm like, Holy Spirit, where is this conversation going? And then she's like, oh, I was like, I think I'm in a hurry to go somewhere. Because I've encountered conversations like this. They come in and they convince you. They're like, oh, let's do this Bible study. And then, you know, it doesn't go anywhere. And Jesus is saying, here, I am the door, right? He that is climbing another way, Paul was saying in one of Paul's writings, he was saying the kingdom of God is not just in words, but it's also in power. And don't let anybody try to sell you stuff, you know, trying to tell you about doctrine and keeping of the Sabbath, not eating of meat, just some of all these things that are not important. So this Bible verse, Jesus was just saying that, hey, I'm the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for my sheep. So some of these things, yeah, some of them are really just their distractions, to be honest. So I just try to be like, God, where are you leading? Where are you leading me to? In this generation where there's so many things going wrong, where, you know, you can do whatever you want, you can be who you want to be, you can say whatever you want to say. It's like, God, where is your spirit leading this thing to? So I just keep on asking, because it's easy to go astray, right? There's so many things that are dragging our attention. There's so many things that are calling for our attention. There are so many distractions here and there, in the morning, in the afternoon, at night. But it's like, God, let me just stay focused on what you've called me to do. I'm not called to do everything. I'm called to do some things, or you've called me to do one thing. So it's like, God, where exactly do you want me to be in this season of my life, or this season in time, or this part of the day? Where exactly do you want me to be? And verse 10 says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, to destroy, but I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. There's a verse that says, there's one of the verses that said, I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. So it's like going in and out of who God is. Like, you're finding everything you want to find in him. You're getting your identity in him. You're getting revelation, everything, abundance, everything you seek and you desire, you find it in him. It's not every other thing, because Jesus said, every other person has come before me, they are all thieves and robbers. They sell you this glossy part, right? There's just so much going on in the world, and it's like, God, what exactly are you saying? And even in the faith, right? They say Christianity. There are so many versions out there. There are just so many versions out there. So it's like, God, just give me wisdom on how to navigate my walk with you. So to cut the long story short, at the end of the day, the girls was like, oh, just can you spare us some time so that we can show you something in the Word? I'm like, sorry, I'm in a hurry. She's like, oh, are you a Christian? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh. And then, you know, I was like, oh, I think I'm good. I think that was the response I gave. I was like, I think I'm good to go. I have everything that I need in God. So when all those doctrines and those things, they come up, because you will see them everywhere. You see them in the mall. You see them on the streets. You see them everywhere. You see them on social media. And I'm not just talking specifically, you know, people who are trying to teach you out of a wrong doctrine. There are just so many things going on out there. In terms of just so many doctrines, you have Oprah telling you this, selling you this lie. They have nothing in stake. But Jesus was, you find most times when Jesus would say stuff in the New Testament, people would be very angry. But
his truth was coming from a place of like, hey, I want you. I don't want you to be distracted. I don't want you to, at the end of the day, be condemned, or I don't want you to perish. And John 3:16 was, it's one of those popular verses that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So I just come with this word this morning to encourage you that, hey, there's so many things going on in the media and the world. The world is selling us so many things. Just like you're going to a market, right? There are people who are trying to like sell you fake items, knockoff of the original that you're trying to buy. They're pulling at you, they're screaming, and you know that, hey, I have this specific item in mind. They're like, oh madam, like the Nigerian, it's like, oh madam, like you have auntie, this bag is very expensive, and you're looking at the bag and it's like, you intend to buy Gucci, but you have all kinds of brands. There's Fucci, there's like Carucci, there's like, it's just a lot. And you already know, like, hey, this is what I'm looking forward to. Like, I have an idea of where I'm going to. So Jesus said, there are other people out there that are trying to distract you. They are thieves and they are robbers. But I am the good shepherd. I will lay down my life for my sheep. And that's what he did. So everything we desire to find in him, healing is in him, deliverance is in him, being set free is in him, prosperity is in him. So I just want to encourage you this morning that read the word, like everything we need is in his word. If you're going out, if you're struggling with so many things, you find it in him. In his word, he said we can go in and in inside of him, go and we shall go out and in and find pasture. I pray as you've heard this word this morning that you take into consideration where God is, what he's saying to you this morning. You might hear it and he will say something to one person, and someone else would hear it and he will say a different thing to the other person. So his word is constantly moving and changing us as human beings and transforming us into who he wants us to be. And I just thank God that, I thank God for what he's doing. We may think that nothing is happening, or we might think like evil is triumphing over good, but God is moving. He's on the move. And as we close this podcast for this morning, just meditate on John 10:10 and just let this word go with you throughout today. John 10:10 says, I'm going to read John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to steal, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life, and you might find it, that it may be that they may find, have it in abundance, or have it more abundantly. So I just pray that God ministers to you through his word, and we don't get distracted by what every other person is saying and focus on what God is saying. And do the assignment we've been called to do. So close, we usually close with prayer. We start with prayer and we close with prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. Thank you because we're precious in your sight. Thank you because we're valuable to you. Thank you because our DNA, our gender, our race, was determined by you before the foundation of the world. And we just worship you. I come with everyone that's on this podcast listening or scrolling through or browsing. Lord, we just ask you that you draw them to yourself. Your word, you said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Lord Jesus, we just ask that you draw people to you. That we don't get distracted by doctrines, by what the media is saying, by just so many things going on. We will focus on you. Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, you were able to finish your race with no blemish. You were able to finish your race. And you're sitting right now in the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. Lord, we ask that you empower us to be able to run this race and finish strong, the author and the finisher of our faith. Empower us to start and finish, God. We just give you glory. Thank you for your people. Thank you because we are loved by you. Thank you because we are seen by you. Thank you for laying your life down for your sheep, God. You are the good shepherd, and we just praise you. So as we go by our day, we're going on with different things we want to do on this morning or this afternoon, this evening. That you guide us, that you just keep our hearts centered and focused, God. We praise you and your name. We pray these things in Jesus' name. And the whole church says, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I pray as you listen to this that you are transformed and you're not the same. God bless you and see you next time on the Alabaster Conversations podcast. Bye-bye.